Gemara Daf Chav Dalim Beis brings down the concept of Chibas HaKodesh. This is a couple lines up from the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. It says, Tanya Amar Pchinim Ben Antignos V'chiyesh Neguva L'Kodesh V'lo Chibas HaKodesh Machshartan. Chibas HaKodesh is Machshar to be Mekabel Tumah. What does Chibas HaKodesh mean? So basically, the halacha is when you have a regular food item, a food is only Mekabel Tumah once it's Machshar to be Mekabel Tumah, which means that a liquid went on this food and rinsed it off. Then it's Machshar to be Mekabel Tumah. Without having hechsher, without the liquid going on the food, it's not mukhshir to be mekabel tumah. But when it comes to kodesh, there's a unique halacha that even though no liquid went on the food, even though it was not mukhshir, still it's going to be mekabel tumah, and that's because of the din of chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh means we have a certain ava, a certain chavivas for kodesh. We like kodesh so much that it has a chashivas, that even though it's not mukhshir to be mekabel tumah, it's still going to be mekabel tumah, and that's the idea of chibas hakodesh. Machshart and chibas hakodesh is machshir, as if a liquid went on it, and it will be mekabel tumah. Now, this halach of Chibas HaKodesh, B'Machshir, comes up in a surprising place, and that is in the Zmiris for Shabbos, the Zmiris of Shabbos day, in the famous Zemer of Baruch Kel Elyon. So in Baruch Kel Elyon, we say the following line. We say, Kol Shemesh Shabbos Kedas Mechal Alay, Hein Hechshir Chibas Kodesh Gor Alay. So it says that anyone who keeps Shabbos Kedas properly, Mechal Alay, if you keep Shabbos properly from being Mechal Shabbos, Hein Hechshir Chibas Kodesh Gor Alay, your girl, your lot, will be that of one who, like Chibas HaKodesh. So in other words, if you keep Shabbos properly, your lot will be like that of Chibas HaKodesh, your gar will be like Chibas HaKodesh. And l'chai, this is a medrash pliya, it doesn't seem to make any sense. What does keeping Shabbos properly have to do with Chibas HaKodesh? What does one have to do with the other? What is the pashup shot in this zemer over here that we say every week? So I think that perhaps the hesber could be like this. You find in the Sefer HaChinuch, when it comes to be mazber, the Indian of being machshir food to be mekabel tumah, he says, what's the pshat? Why do you have to be machshir food before it's mekabel tumah? Why does liquid have to go on the food? So he says that we have a concept in Hilchos Tumah that nothing is ever metame until it has gemar melacha. Whether it's a kli or anything, it has to be complete. Only once it's complete is it able to be mekabel tumah. So food also has to be complete. It has to be nishlam in order to be mekabel tumah. So he says a fruit or food, the way it is not considered mushlam to be mekabel tumah because it's dirty, it has dirt on it. The fruit has imperfections, has dirt, and it's only mukshir to be mekabel, it's only considered gemar melacha once it's washed off, once it's rinsed, and then it's clean, and now it's considered that it's nigmar melacha and it can be mekabel tumah. And that's the idea of hechsher. Hechsher means that a liquid falls in it, it washes off a little bit, now it's considered complete, it had its gemar melacha, and now it's able to be mekabel tumah. That's the idea of hechsher, which is required in order to be mekabel tumah. The hechsher is the gemar melacha, it cleans the fruit and it is mashlam its gemar melacha. Now, if we find that by Kodesh, the halacha is that even though it is not mukhshir, in other words, even though it's still dirty and it can have its pieces of dirt on it and its imperfections, still it's mekabel tumah because Chibas HaKodesh, what does that mean? So what the halacha of Chibas HaKodesh is really saying, that when it comes to kachim, even though it's not perfect, even though it has imperfections, even though it's dirty, still we consider it chashav, we consider it complete because of the chavivas of Kodesh, because of this din of Chibas HaKodesh. And I think that could be the hezbo over here in the zemer. The Gemara says in Shabbos in Daf Kufi Chesem Beis, the kol hamshamer Shabbos kol chasa. Anyone who keeps Shabbos kol chasa, keeps Shabbos properly. Afilo oved avod azar kedar enosh. Even if you're oved avod azar like dar enosh, meichin la, you get a mechila. Shenemer asher enosh yasas ois v'chulei. Kol shamer Shabbos mechalalai al tikri mechalalai ela mochulai. We darshan in the pasuk of shamer Shabbos mechalalai. Don't read a mechalalai ela mochulai. That if you keep Shabbos, even if you're oved avod azar, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be meichel you. So what do we see from here? We see that when it comes to Shabbos, even though a person is mamish meluchach b'chet, he's dirty with averis, he's mamish being ayved avod azar, the worst averis. But when it comes to Shabbos, because of the godless of the yom Shabbos, if you keep Shabbos properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meichel you, he'll overlook it, and he'll have a chavivis for you, and consider you a davar shalem, even though you're meluchach with this chet of avod azar. So it comes out that what Shabbos does to a person who's meluchach b'chet is mamish what Chibas HaKadosh does to a pri, which is meluchach with its imperfections. Just like when you have a fruit which is dirty, it's not perfect, and it really shouldn't become mukshir mekabel tumah, but the Chibas HaKodesh, that chavivas that we have for it, will allow us to overlook that imperfections and consider it complete, even though it's still dirty. That is mamash what Shabbos does. When a person is ayved avod azara, and he's meluchlich b'chat, but because of the chavivas of Yom HaShabbos, if a person keeps Shabbos properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will overlook it, he'll be meichel him, and that is mamash the inyan of Chibas HaKodesh, and that could be the pshat in Kol Shemesh Shabbos Kados Mechalalai. Anyone who keeps Shabbos properly from being mechalat, hein hechsher chibas kodesh garalai, he will mamash have the same lot, the same din as chibas hakodesh. And I think it's very meduic over here in the lashon of the zemer. Kol shemer Shabbos kodas mechalai is really referring to that pasuk which the Gemara darshens in Shabbos, that if you asher enosh yasa zeis, that if a person is meshamer Shabbos kol chasai, that is kol shemer Shabbos kodas mechalai, keep it properly, al tikri mechalalai, al mechalai, that's mamash the the word it's referring to this Gemara that if you keep Shabbos properly, you have a mechila, and that is mamish equivalent to the din of Hechsher Chibas HaKadosh, and that is the beer in the line that we say over here, that if you're Shemesh Shabbos Kadas Mechala, you'll be zeichet to the din of Hechsher Chibas HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meichel you, even though you have imperfections.